another thing we're emphasizing in the report is we see these huge differences between the Millennium Development Goals between the rural and urban areas. And in principle, of course, these Millennium Development Goals are so basic. Yeah? We're not talking about having access to university or even secondary schooling in the rural areas. We're talking purely about completion of primary schooling. Yeah? We're talking about maternal health, of mothers not dying when they are delivering kids in the rural areas versus urban areas. Yeah? So in principle, these are goals that we should achieve across geographical space. But very often what we see is that there are resource constraints, and governments, particularly in the much poorer countries, cannot necessarily deal with everything at the same time. So that means that if budgets are constrained, priorities have to be set, and one has to sequence one's interventions and one's expenditure programs. So in the report we are saying, if you are still a very low urbanized country or region, like for example sub-Saharan Africa, then maybe you should focus on equipping the people with those skills that they can use in urban areas, but also in rural areas, or vice versa. So get people healthy, get people educated first, so that if they can be more productive rural citizens, but also if they would decide to move to the urban areas, they are, because they expect better jobs there, they're also better educated and have potentially the skills to already participate in a more manufacturing-oriented society, like urban areas often are. Now, if you're already much more urbanized, then we say, look, then you might actually really want to focus on all the MDGs. Yeah. And what we see, of course, also if you're more urbanized, often you're more richer, so you have much less of a resource constraint related to these very, very basic development outcomes that the MDGs are. No? Then you much more have probably discussions, should we also deliver high-quality secondary schooling in the rural area, or should we have a health clinic with an operating facility or not. No? These are very different type of discussions that you then often get when you get richer than countries get richer than they are have otherwise.